Seattle had battered the Rays in the first two games of the series heading into Sunday, so they were feeling very loose and comfortable. And they get off to a great start in the bottom of the first. There's already a man on with two outs. Nelson Cruz steps in against the ex-Mariner Erasmo Ramirez.
Out to center. Kiermaier looking up and gone, smashed off the batter's eye. Number 14 from Nelson Cruz leaves a dent. 2-0 Mariners.
Here's the windup and the 2-2 and a swing and a foul tip into the glove of catcher Mike Zunino for strike three. Here's the stretch and the pitch, swing and a miss by Kiermaier for strike three. And that is strikeout number four already for Ariel Miranda. Here's the pitch on the way and a swing and a miss for strike three. Down goes Robertson and Miranda has struck out the side here in the top half of the second.
On an infield 2-1 pitch here to Dyson. Pitch, swung on, bounced down to first baseline, fair. Scoring is Seager. Right behind him is Motter. Ball bounces off the sideboard and retrieved by Souza Jr. A two-run double for Gerard Dyson, and the Mariners lead now goes to 6-0.
Miranda looking for the 27th out here in the ninth inning. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a line drive into right center. Over is Dyson. He's there. Ball game is over. The Mariners win it 7-1 over the Tampa Bay Rays as Ariel Miranda goes all the way and gives the Mariners their first complete game from a starter this season. Miranda absolutely sensational.
Seattle completes a three-game series sweep over the Rays on Sunday with a 7-1 final behind Ariel Miranda's first career complete game. Seattle makes it 7 of their last 8 to improve to 28-30 on the season. Over those last 8 games, they've outscored opponents 57-22. Here's Seattle manager Scott Servais.
Awesome job. Obviously, Miranda is on top of his game, and today was really really fun to watch. You know, he was commanding the strike zone, really aggressive with the fastball, and you know, enough off-speed pitches to keep him honest. And you know, he really wanted to finish that ball game. I think in the 6th, 7th inning, Cruzy came up to Mel and says, "Hey, man, he really wants to finish." And I'm all in on that. I think that's great. So tip my hat to him. And again, you know, good job by our offense again today. Cruzy gets it going. Huge at-bat by Zunino, hitting a ground ball the other way, something you haven't seen Mike do a lot. But that's kind of the new Z and how he's approaching things. And, you know, Dyson chips in there at the end. So a really good series, you know, deserved off day. From where we were about 7 or 8 days ago to be at the point we're at right now says a lot about our team. And the makeup of the guys in the room, especially our leadership group. You know, I talk a lot, you know, those guys drive the train, and, you know, Cano, Cruz, Seager, you know, stepping up. When things look like they're not going so good, and they weren't, I made the comment we were at rock bottom, and our guys have responded and tipped my hat to them. It's about the players, and they've stepped up.
Scott, in this series, your 6 through 9 hitters drove in 24 of the 28 runs. I mean, when they're hitting like that, how dangerous are you guys?
We're really dangerous. Yeah, I think all teams are. You know, your lineups are made through the core, you know, the middle of it, and they got the guys on top getting on base. But when the guys at the bottom, you know, we all see the potential that they have. But when they put consistent at-bats together and literally keep the line moving, it's a lot of fun to watch. And there's constant pressure, you know, on the other team, on the other pitcher, and just doesn't have any easy outs. And, you know, it's great to see we're starting to come together offensively. And, you know, we still don't have everybody hot, but Danny Valencia has been on fire. We've seen Zunino step up. Dyson's been chipping in. Motter, big hits. Gamble continues to go. And I'm not even mentioning Cano, Cruz, and Seager. So that's what's exciting is the whole lineup and everybody's chipping in.
Miranda, he seems to compete pretty well. I mean, you always ask your guys to compete, but he really seems to.
Very, very much so. He is a really good competitor. And I think, you know, you look at him and kind of his whole story, you know, what it takes to get out of Cuba, get over here. You know, he's with Baltimore, and we trade for him. And even in spring training this year, didn't have the greatest spring. And originally wasn't going to make our team until we had the injuries hit. And when he stepped up, it's just like he's got too much at stake. He's not letting it go. And I think it's a tribute to him and his makeup and personality. And you feel it out there. When he kind of gets back against the wall, he has a chance to just put a little bit more on the gas and make pitches. And, you know, really happy for him.
About considering those pitches, all the, how far has he come with those? I mean, he's not going to sneak up on people much longer. He's starting to sneak in on leaderboards all over the place right now.
Well, what he does is there's some deception to his fastball. The fastball has some ride to it, and you see a number of right-handed hitters will swing and miss or foul the ball straight back until sometimes they've seen him 2, 3, 4 times through the lineup. And, you know, the deception is something some guys have it, some guys don't. You know, he does have it. He's also the secondary pitches. The slider continues to get better. And the split finger, some days it's better than others. But it is enough off speed. It doesn't have to be great, and he still gets him out front. So he's still got things he continue to improve upon and work on. But his competitiveness and his aptitude, ability to learn, it keeps getting better, and we're the beneficiary, which is great.
Considering all the injuries to your starting rotation this year, where would you guys be without Ariel Miranda this year?
We wouldn't be in a good spot without Ariel Miranda. No, no doubt. All the injuries we've had, the guys have stepped up. And I think we've tried to keep things in perspective, not asking them to go out and throw complete game shutouts, but keeping us in the ball game. And I think, Mel's done a really good job with those guys, understanding who they are, taking a scouting report and trying to apply it to what they do. And then Zunino and the pitchers and going out and getting after it. You know, you have to trust your stuff, and our guys are doing that.
You mentioned the adjustments Zunino has made. Has it been more physical or mental for him?
No, it's physical. Those are all mechanical adjustments. Yeah, I think that we talked about last year changing his approach and controlling the strike zone. It certainly got better. But this is a physical adjustment, trying to flatten out his swing plane, staying above more balls, and he's hitting more fastballs. And the quality of that bats has just been great. Even when he's not getting hits, he's deep in counts, he's seeing the ball, he's getting off good swings. You know, and eventually results are going to happen, and they're starting to happen.
Scott, for Valencia, is it tough to even fathom 9 straight hits?
Yeah, I can't. Somebody asked Edgar in the dugout, "You're pretty good, Edgar. You ever do that?" Edgar couldn't say he'd done it. So good for Danny. You know, when you get 9 straight hits, on the flip side of that, Cano probably feels like he should have got 9 straight hits. You know, Robbie not having a whole lot of luck right now. That's baseball. It's not always fair. But when it's going good, you got to ride it as long as you can. And Danny has, and he's still not 100% with the wrist. Crazy as it sounds, I think that may have helped him a little bit because he's not trying to do too much. He's just trying to put the bat on the ball, and good things are happening to him. So everybody, good off day tomorrow, and guys relax and then come back at them, you know, against Minnesota, who's playing very well.
Seattle has Monday off. They stay home to face the Twins beginning Tuesday.